We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A state senator has upgraded his profile quite a bit over the past few days, and it, well, ties in with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who joined our show yesterday.
And we are joined by State Senator Dan Laughlin from the Erie area, District 49, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be on the show with you today.
You have become quite the state celebrity here in the last few days. And we talked to Lieutenant Governor Fetterman about you, and he said this: with your support of potential recreational marijuana becoming reality in Pennsylvania.
It's impossible to overstep how huge that is, because it acknowledges within the Republican caucus that this is a bipartisan issue. It's what I've always said. A majority of Republicans in Pennsylvania want this. A significant majority of Democrats want this. And now you have bipartisan support. It'll attract more and more Republicans, and it'll begin the conversation towards inevitability.
So, Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, very complimentary of you, Senator. What's the feedback been for you after this all took place?
Well, you know, according to our polling, it's almost 70-30 for it. So I thought this week I'd probably get, you know, some angry phone calls and whatnot. But quite frankly, it has been about 99% positive, both on our social media platforms and the calls to the office.
And Senator Laughlin, you and Sharif Street, the Democrat from Philadelphia, introduced the legislation, it's bipartisan legislation, to legalize adult use marijuana in Pennsylvania. What would your bill prioritize, or how would it get done?
Well, there's a few things. You know, it prioritizes social justice. The communities of color have really taken it on the chin, so to speak, with the war on drugs over the last 50 years. This helps address some of the inequities within their communities, and it also tries to really protect people under the age of 21 from not being able to get marijuana, at least quite so easily. It's going to take, at least it should take, a pretty big chunk out of the black market. And, you know, from my standpoint, this is a very conservative approach to dealing with an issue that we have in Pennsylvania.
We're with State Senator Dan Laughlin from the Erie area. So, Senator, timeline-wise, how long a process do you think that this will take to become a reality?
Well, you know, Sharif and I are going to have to give him a little more respect. Senator Street and I are no doubt going to have to hold hearings, you know, throughout the state to get a little bit of feedback and build some support for this. I can tell you that, you know, from a grassroots level, there's a lot of people in Pennsylvania that are for this. I think, you know, some of the members of my side of the aisle will probably start to feel some of the pressure from their constituents. But having said that, you know, any major bill usually takes a full session to get passed. So, I don't expect that this will be passed, you know, this calendar year.
Yeah, I don't partake in marijuana, smoking marijuana, but I'm not a prohibitionist either. I'm sort of on the fence about the whole thing. I think there's a lot of people that sort of follow my lead or my feelings on that. But can we expect to find marijuana being smoked everywhere? What are the limitations going to be?
No, actually, in this bill, it specifically calls out that it's not to be smoked in public spaces. I don't smoke it either. I don't like the smell of it. And I didn't want to be sitting on a park bench, eating a sandwich or something and have somebody sitting next to me smoking a joint. But this is kind of a personal freedom issue for me. I got a little bit of libertarian in me. Mm-hmm. And, the Republican Party has traditionally been for less government and more freedom. So I think if my cohorts start to realize that is how this bill should be approached, I think they'll get on board a little more quickly.
Senator, while we have you, the other pressing issues in Harrisburg right now, this whole vaccine distribution process, do you know where we stand in the state and how we can make it better as we continue to try to satisfy the needs of everybody that wants one here in the state?
Well, obviously I have my own opinion on what has gone wrong with the rollout. I will say this, not every county has their own health department. Erie is one of the ones that does. But every county has an emergency management agency. In my opinion, granted, I don't have a medical degree, but in my opinion, I think if the vaccine was distributed to the counties on a per capita basis, that the counties themselves would be able to get this vaccine pushed out in a better and more timely fashion than what the State Department of Health has done.
And Senator, yesterday during her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill for a role in the Biden administration, former Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine was questioned about some issues and discrepancies in the incomplete reporting of COVID-19 deaths at nursing homes in the state. What can you tell us about that, that issue, and are we following in the footsteps of New York again with this, or is it not that bad of an issue here?
Well, I didn't see the hearing yesterday, so I'm hesitant to comment on that. I will say this, though, just in general, the entire country was thrust into this pandemic, and we didn't know what to expect. So I try not to be too harsh with my judgment on decisions that people made. I know that, everybody wanted to get through this as efficiently and safely as possible for everyone. So, were there mistakes made? Absolutely. And when we look back on this and study the issue, I'm sure there'll be some finger pointing to go on. But, quite frankly, I don't know if that's the most productive use of our time right now.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Senator. Thank you, and have a great weekend. We'll talk again at some point in the future, we hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.